Thursday, April 21st, 2016. My name is Dave Guerra, and this is the Daily Dave Welcome. Well, it's Thursday again, and you know what that means. That's right. It's time for hashtag Training Thursday. And I'm going to continue what I've started, and we're going to talk about personal, professional, or professional, personal etiquette in the workplace. And here we go. We're going to talk about those that are out in the front lines, those that make the first impression for the organization, those that are the ambassadors for the organization, those that are seen for the very first time when visitors come calling. Now, once that first impression is made by that individual, that's it. That's the individual's impression that they're passing on, and that's the organization's impression. That's it. There's nothing more to it, folks. It really is that simple. However, you can do something. Now, you know, everybody has a bad day. I understand that. And if when you're making a first impression, it just happens to be a bad day, well, guess what? You can change it as you get to know them. But if you're just completely off your game, you're just completely not with it, and it's because you've done something to intentionally make that happen, well, guess what? That first intention cannot be undone. It's rare, but it can't be undone. So here are a couple of things to help you make a good impression. Stand up straight. Make eye contact. Stand up straight. Folks, if you're sitting down and someone's coming in, stand up. Stand up. That's the number one thing you can do. Make eye contact. Look them in the eye. You don't have to get all kind of creepy on them, but look them in the eye. And then turn towards the individual that's speaking. Don't twist your torso in that direction. Turn your feet in that direction. Because, again, you square up with them. It lets them know that, hey, look, I find you interesting. I'm blocking everything else out. And I want to have this conversation with you. Oh, and don't forget to smile. Seriously. The other thing you can do to kind of make that first impression the best impression is to, follow your office dress code. Stay within the dress code. Heck, especially if you're those frontline ambassadors, you just happen to be those individuals that people see first, guess what? Why don't you kick it up a notch and dress just a little bit better than everybody else? It's not going to hurt, and it probably might just help. Now, if you're one of those individuals that carries a briefcase and a camera bag and something else, well, like me, then guess what? Keep it clean. Make things easy to access. Don't be in there fumbling for days trying to find a pen or a piece of paper. It should be in its place. You should know where it is at all times. Trust me, it just makes you look like scatterbrained, like you just don't know what's going on, and that's not a good first impression. Hey, next thing, definitely, when you shake somebody's hand, give them a firm but gentle handshake. Don't go all limp fish or limp wet noodle on him. But then again, you don't want to be, go all Hercules on him and crush his hand or her hand. No, gentle, firm handshake every time, all the time. Oh, and speaking of every time, all the time, be the first one to extend your hand in that handshake. It really says a lot about you. It really does. Be alert. Don't be falling asleep at work. Because one of three things is happening. Either you don't like your work, you're bored with your job, you don't have anything to do, or you're just like you've been out partying all night and that's what you'd rather be doing right now. Folks, wrong. That's the wrong answer. Number one thing. Any leader, any manager, any department head, anybody worth their salt that leads people, and it comes across somebody who says there's nothing to do, guess what, folks? There's always something to do. So why don't you take the initiative, step up, and do something? As for everything else, you're there for a reason. Be alert. Be in the moment. Understand what's going on, and don't be falling asleep. Don't be kicking back. And most of all, don't unplug the server to make coffee, okay? Because you're not there. You're there to work. Be kind and be courteous. I know there's rude people everywhere. They constantly come through your door. but it doesn't matter. Be kind, be courteous, and that's it. Remember what I said about the bag and having to be, you know, keep it clean, keep it orderly? Well, you know what? Be prepared. Make sure, you know, take a couple of minutes the night before. Make sure that your writing utensils have plenty of ink. Make sure that you have a notebook or a notepad or something to document stuff in your bag. Make sure that your phones are charged, your cell phones, your personal phones. If you use laptops or tablets, make sure they're charged, ready to go first thing in the morning. Obviously, I know as you use it, you're going to have to charge it, but you know what? You start the day ready to go. And speaking of starting the day ready to go, it doesn't hurt to arrive 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early, heck, even 30 minutes early if you have to, if you're allowed to. But arrive early. That way, when the clock hits, you're off and running, and you don't look like you're still trying to figure out how you're going to pour that first cup of coffee, answer the phone, say hello, shake somebody's hand, and write a letter. Listen, folks, this is Dave Garrett. This has been April 21st, the Daily Dave, #TrainingThursday. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.